The Biden White House is keeping up the pressure tonight for more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Infections have been surging in parts of the country, mainly in states with low vaccination rates. But the president's press secretary, Jen Psaki, pointed today to potentially encouraging numbers from this week.
The five states with the highest case rates, Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada, had a higher rate of people getting newly vaccinated compared to the national average. That is a good sign.
Despite those numbers, an Associated Press poll out today found that most of the unvaccinated say they won't get the shot. A federal appeals court has ruled against putting a stop to most residential evictions during the pandemic. The three-judge panel in Cincinnati agreed with a lower court that the CDC lacked authority to impose the moratorium last year. It is already due to expire at month's end. The Tokyo Olympic Games officially opened today amid a COVID emergency in the city. Fireworks capped the nighttime ceremony. It was held at a nearly empty stadium, with infections hitting six-month highs. Outside, hundreds of people demonstrated. They claimed the games are putting public health in Japan at risk and demanded they be halted. Separately, it turns out that 100 of more than 600 U.S. athletes are not vaccinated. The head of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee confirmed it today.
We recognize how very, very difficult this has been, and we come here humbly and with respect for our Japanese hosts. And again, we will follow every protocol, we will follow every rule to ensure that this is a safe and secure games for everybody.
We'll return to the Olympics after the news summary. In Haiti, shooting and protests erupted today outside the funeral of slain President Jovenel Moise. The U.S. delegation and other dignitaries were rushed back to their vehicles, but no one was hurt. The service was held with heavy security. Moise's widow, Martine, who was wounded in the assassination, spoke against any violence or vengeance. Monsoon rains in western India have triggered landslides, killing more than 100 people with dozens missing. The downpours across Maharashtra state also brought heavy flooding before easing today. Officials say rescue workers saved more than 1,000 people trapped by floodwaters that reached historic levels.
The level of floodwater had never risen to 20 to 25 feet before. It's at this height for the very first time. All the properties of the residents are destroyed. They have nothing to eat and drink.
Scientists in India say that climate change has intensified the annual monsoon season. State media in China raised the death toll to 51 today in a flood disaster across central Hunan province. In Zhengzhou, crews removed submerged cars and drained flooded areas. Damage may total $10 billion, with nearly 400,000 people displaced. Back in this country, improved weather has helped firefighters contain about 40% of the giant bootleg fire in southern Oregon. But an outbreak of COVID has forced 9 crew members into quarantine. Meanwhile, firefighters battling the Tamarack fire along the California and Nevada border are still facing high temperatures and heavy winds. The search for bodies officially ended today at a collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. Firefighters drove away in a convoy after 29 days at the site. At least 97 people are confirmed dead in the disaster, with one still listed as missing. On Wall Street today, the major indexes closed at record highs to end the week on a strong note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 238 points to close at 35,061. The NASDAQ rose 152 points, and the S&P 500 added 44. And Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will be the Guardians after this season. The club is dropping the name Indians following years of criticism that that's racist. The new name derives from two Guardians of Traffic statues that have been Cleveland landmarks since 1932. Still to come on the NewsHour, why the Chinese government bans a children's book as the latest crackdown on Hong Kong. What we know about children who are COVID long haulers. A new Smithsonian exhibit highlights the contributions of Latinos to baseball, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.